to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for August 20th, 2023, the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
On the shores of the Mediterranean. It's a Gentile area. He's takes a little break. He's up where nobody knows him, and he's discovered. A Canaanite woman comes running up to him. Somehow she knows who he is. Jesus, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Heal my daughter. And he's like, oh boy, here we go. I thought I was away from it all. He says, no, my mission is to the people of Israel. Go away. He even insults her. He says, it's not fair to throw the food for the children to the dogs. Shocking. This doesn't sound like Jesus. But then this woman remarkably says, gives it right back to him. She doesn't miss a beat. He says, yet, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. And he smiles. I just imagine him smiling and saying to her, woman, you are amazing. Your faith is great. Your daughter is healed. Us and them, even in Jesus' ministry, is wiped away. God's mercy is for the Canaanite, Gentile womb, just as it is for the people of Israel. Where there was us and them, now there is only us. My prayer for Carson is that he may know a world where we stop playing the game of us and them. My prayer for Carson is that he will be part of the family of God, where there are no outcasts, where no one is beyond the reach of God's grace, where everyone knows that they are a beloved child of God, where Carson knows that he is a beloved child of God. Whatever path his life takes, that he knows how God has called him, chosen him, welcomed him, and brought him into the family. I pray that we might know that too. In a world that is full of us and them, we can be the people of us, only us, for we know how beloved we are, and we can share that good news with everyone we meet, promising them what we have been promised, that God's love knows no boundaries, crosses all distinctions, and welcomes all of God's children into one human family of love. And we have that insight. What Joseph was able to do in his story, the only way he was able to show mercy to his brothers who had treated him like a them, and he thought of them like them, what changed it for him, and I think what can change it for us, is that he was able to step back out of his desire for vengeance, out of his ego, his anger, his self-interest, and he was able to say, what God has done is beyond anything I can imagine. God needed me to be here in Egypt. And the way God accomplished that was by you brothers selling me into slavery. I couldn't see it at the time. You couldn't see it at the time.